past the modern industry of Minsterley, the road runs parallel to the old railway line. The Shrewsbury and Minsterley branch of London North Western and Great Western Joint Railway. The grey-roofed buildings off the road on the left are the site of Maylhurst Mill, where mineral ore was crushed and processed before being transported away on the railway. People still living in the area remember, when travelling to Shrewsbury by bus, the noise of the overhead ropeway transporting buckets of ore to Maylhurst and coal in the other direction. On the right, just as you approach Ponsbury, there is an entrance to Callow Quarry. A castle was constructed on the site of an Iron Age fort on Callow Hill. This castle, probably of stone, was disused by 1264, and little remains of it today, or of the two hamlets at the foot of the hill. The word Callow, which appears in Mary Webb's Gone to Earth, is widely used in this area of Shropshire, for a hill. As you approach Ponsbury, it is difficult to believe that the village dates back to Saxon and Roman times. The large stone church off to the right is not mentioned in Domesday, but the 13th century chancel is built on Saxon foundations. The rest of the church was rebuilt in 1829. It does contain a Norman font. Just before Christmas every year, a festival of Christmas trees is held in the church. Over 40 trees are decorated by local people belonging to community groups and businesses. The housing estate behind the church is built on the site of Ponsbury Castle Mound. Excavations have shown that the castle dated to the 12th and 13th centuries, with a large tower to the side. This was reputed to be standing until the 16th century. Have a break here and stroll around the village, which is a mix of different periods of architecture. 18th century, Victorian, Edwardian, and modern bungalows with several old cottages. You can walk up Ponsbury Hill to Pole's Coppice and continue to Haberley. The road passes by a stream with a ford through it. After Ponsbury, the road narrows with high edges on either side. There are fields and wooded areas beyond, with buzzards soaring overhead.